Hey gang, welcome back you guys. Episode 99 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt. Good morning you guys. How you doing? Did you have a good week? Did you make some progress? I bet you did great. I had a really good one. It's been a roller coaster is actually what it's been. But mostly overall really good. So yeah, so good morning. So it's just coming up on 7 o'clock here. Daylight savings ended or starts. I never remember how it goes. I think ended. So it would have been 8 o'clock. So it's almost light out there. And we've been having a nice week. It's been cold and clear and sunny again this week, which has been pretty nice. I've been mostly working on my boat. And man, had a great week. I got in there, dug in hard, got a lot done, really tired. Man, it wears me out. At the end of the week, I am just totally wiped out. But it's been going good. We're making a lot of headway, and yeah, working through it. A couple more weeks, probably. So anyways, this week has been really, really, really interesting, and a lot of ups and downs. As you guys know, it was a big week for me. I had my doctor's appointment, had some stuff I wanted to take care of. And let's talk about that. Yeah, it's been good. So I left you guys off last week after having a sick night on a Friday. And I was ready to go see my doctor. And let's see, Sunday. I think last Sunday I went for an awesome dirt bike ride with my friend. And on our electric dirt bikes. And it was super fun. It was, that's right. And so that was a really great start to the week. I hadn't done that for years. He's an old riding buddy. We used to ride motorcycles. Come to find out, he has an electric dirt bike just like mine. We connected, and we went out on Sunday, and we ripped it up, and it was so fun. It felt great. So that was great. I was ripping around Sunday, thinking to myself, oh, don't hurt yourself. You got to go to the doctor tomorrow. Take it easy. We were ripping. He pushes really hard, so it was really fun. Challenging. And then it was time to go to the doctor. So Monday morning, woke up early, had a first thing appointment in the morning. And it was great, you guys. My doctor's so great. Man, he's a good guy. He is so supportive. So he was really open. We didn't spend that much time together because we just got right into it. I just said, hey, here's what's been going on. I've been feeling, you know, better than I ever have. But I still have these sick nights once a week or once every couple weeks. Seems like is about the longest I go. A few exceptions, but for the most part, it seemed pretty regular timing throughout the past year or more. And I, you know, told him kind of how that was manifested, and you guys have heard all those stories, so I don't need to go back over it, but. And then I proposed the idea that that it was gallstones or a gallbladder issue. And he, you know, I said, I think I've been suffering from biliary colic and episodes, and this is how it feels. And, you know, he totally agreed, and it sounds like that's what I've been struggling with. So he was super supportive, and he actually drew me, he's so cool, I don't know if you'll be able to see this, but he drew me a great little picture of me and all my organs, and he's got my common bile duct here, and he described, you know, how the pancreas and the gallbladder and the liver all feed through that common bile duct, and if it becomes inflamed or obstructed by a stone, you can have some real issues. Talked about the different spots and the jejunum and stuff like that. It was really cool. He's so great. And so we talked about what we can do. So we scheduled a right upper quadrant ultrasound. We did testing for lipase and amylase, CMP, something I don't remember that I can't read his writing, bilirubin, AST, ALT, the alkalining phosphatates or something. I can't remember what those were either. And then we also did a stool sample for H. pylori. So those were his actions, and he was, like I said, super supportive. He just wrote down everything he needed to write down to make sure that gets covered by my insurance, and initiated that testing. So I did the blood tests there that day, And I have now been able to see my results online. And you know what was great is we did a metabolic panel as well. So I don't think I've done one of those before. That shows sodium and potassium and some other interesting things that I don't recall right now. But at any rate, I looked at all those numbers. All those numbers were pretty much perfect, like right in the middle of the range with a couple exceptions. One was BUN, which, as we know, is typically a little high. That's urinary nitrogen or nitric urea. I'm going to get it wrong. I'm not a doctor. but at any rate, typically high in carnivores and high protein diets. doesn't seem to be an issue. Mine wasn't high. It was high by like 1 mg/UL out of range or something. So just ever so slightly out of range. And the other one that was ever so slightly out of range was the alkalining phosphate states, or however, whatever those are called. I should have done my research before I woke up this morning, but I haven't looked at it for a few days. But at any rate, again, I was, you know, the range was like, let's say, I think it was 15 to 116, and I was 118. So I looked it up, and they say people vary, and everyone varies through the day, and you shouldn't worry if you're just a tiny bit out of range. So, but for the most part, everything was right in the middle of the mark of the normal range. And so my AST and my ALT, which were the liver enzymes and the lipase and amylase, were also just kind of right dead in the dead center. So that was good news in the sense that everything seems to be working fine, and I didn't, so it doesn't seem to reveal anything. Now, I haven't done a follow-up with my doctor, so that's just me interpreting those results, but they did all look fairly normal. So that was great. So I did that, and then, like I said, he scheduled an ultrasound. And so I went through my week, and they were able to schedule me on Friday. So I actually already had my ultrasound, you guys. How about that? So I went in early Friday morning. It was at 7 a.m. And I had my ultrasound, and I brought in my stool sample for my H. pylori. So I haven't seen the stool sample results yet. That's the last thing. But I did go in and do my ultrasound. And while I haven't had a chance to go back over it with my doctor, we do have an appointment scheduled for that, the technician was really friendly and talkative and open, and I could see the screen. We could talk about what we were looking at. And it looks like my gallbladder is great. There were no gallstones in there. And it was, my common bile duct was, it looked appropriately sized. She said it wasn't giant oversized, which can be a problem. It was just about right. And she was able to track the blood flow, and everything seemed to be working fine. So now that's just from her. She's not a doctor. She may have given my doctor some other information she didn't give me. But she said, you are bright, you seem to be catch on to everything I was doing there, and I tell people what the gallstones look like, and we didn't see any there. So so I think, I mean, that's good news. You know, I was both pleased and a little bit discouraged, as you guys know probably how that goes, because of course I would love an answer. I'm looking for answers and coming up with nothing. But you know, it's okay. So it does, I want to backtrack a little bit. I want to say thank you to all of you. And I would like to, because this is bringing me to kind of how important this journal is and how important all your feedback is. Because really, you guys, every time I have an experience like this where I'm like, okay, I'm really sick. I got to go get some help. I got to start trying to track this down. I'm going to put some energy into it. I'm going to try and figure it out. And I go, and they can't seem to find anything. And this has happened, right, over and over again with my scope. And when I went to the gastroenterologist, and he goes, it's probably just a food allergy. You're not that sick. And so I just wanted to say thank you guys for being here to support me and to back me up. If I hadn't been doing this journal, I would never have thought those episodes of my sick nights, they would have just seemed, they still seem like it's just like once in a while. It seems to me, from my perspective, because it doesn't seem to, you know, now looking back, and I'm like, oh, it's no big deal. It doesn't really affect me. It happened once a couple months ago or something, or, oh, I guess it was 2 weeks ago that it happened once, but I don't think it happened for a long time before that, but that's not true. And if I didn't have this journal, and if I didn't have you folks and all of your nice support, I wouldn't be aware of how regular and, you know, how deeply it affects me and how unusual it is. So thank you guys very much. So, because what I'm trying to say is I don't feel like I'm sick. And so I get this, all of these tests, and it shows I'm not sick, and I'm like, yeah, I guess I'm just not sick. I must be a complainer. This is what everyone goes through, and I'm just complaining or something. And so, yeah, so that's kind of how I feel again. I feel like, yeah, well, I guess it's no big deal. It's just normal or something. So I don't really believe that because you guys tell me that's not true. But I also, now, not sure what the next step is. It doesn't seem like there's much of a next step. I'm also not too concerned about it. I also feel like I'm not that motivated. But we'll see how that goes. I'm going to just continue to pay attention. And if, you know, these things keep bothering me, I guess I'm just going to have to keep digging and keep looking for answers. But at any rate, I've got an appointment with my doctor. It's quite a ways out now. It's about a month away. And it's really just a follow-up for all this stuff we've done. So we got some time to think on some new actions, and while he goes over all this stuff, maybe I can propose some other things. So the only thing I haven't done, you know, what I have always thought, it's always felt like the stuff can't leave my stomach, and, you know, and that's how I get that burning stomach and the throwing up, is my stomach keeps pumping acid in there trying to melt it down. It doesn't melt down. I get a burning stomach full of acid. I vomit out the acid and the little gristly bits that won't go down. And then I'm fine, and over that time, you know, my diarrhea is turning more to bile because my stomach's just filling up with bile, trying to get rid of that stuff, but the stuff doesn't leave, the bile goes through. I mean, that is such a silly diagnosis because I'm strictly going off of how it feels in my stomach. I have no basis for that, but that's what it feels like. So I'm going to stick with that, and the only thing I haven't had looked at, which, gosh, I really wish I could have. I don't even know if it's possible. When I was in there at the ultrasound, I should have said, hey, can you look at my exit valve for my stomach? Can you just see if that's normal sized or whatever? Because, so when I was a kid, I had a lot of stomach pain. I remember a school episode in school one time where the guy wouldn't let me go to the bathroom, and I was just miserable, and I didn't know what was going on. He goes, oh, you just got gas cramps. And I was like, oh, yeah, I think he's right. I do just have gas cramps. And it was kind of a first light bulb in my head of, like, why I was having such pain. That was in seventh grade. So I know it's just a memory. It's kind of a standalone memory. I don't remember always having stomach pain, but I remember that episode, and it sort of is like it illuminates that, yes, you've had stomach pain since you were a little kid. I remember always laying on my stomach, my mom saying, your tummy hurts, lay on your tummy. I just have these memories of having sore stomach when I was really little and these different episodes that sort of pointed that out. At any rate, I had a lot of stomach pain when I was a kid. I had multiple antibiotic episodes. I cracked my skull and got amoxicillin. I got some food poisoning visiting my friend in L.A. I got some amoxicillin. I got what I thought was food poisoning in Indonesia. Again, I got some amoxicillin. And probably some that I'm forgetting. And so, you know, I wonder if I just didn't do some real damage to my stomach lining or lower valve or something like that.
Alrighty, you guys. Well, my batteries died in my microphone on that last round, so we're gonna have terrible sound for this last section, but I'll just finish it up real quick. I talked a lot at you in the last one, but I'll just wrap it up. So I was talking about having a lot of antibiotics when my microphone cut out, and I do. I think I have some strictures or something in my stomach that is making stuff not go down through there. So at any rate, I don't know what all got cut off here, but I do just need to finish up my week with you guys. If I didn't say it, I made it to Friday. I got my ultrasound, and everything looked great, so I'm super stoked on that. But then Friday night, I had an episode where I lost consciousness again. I don't know what caused it. I was looking at my labs. I was thinking about procedures. I got the feeling I get when I get shots, so it could have just been that, thinking about gallbladder removals and stuff. I ate a little cheese beforehand, which I don't usually do. But man, it was so weird, you guys. I just got up, went to the bath, to the sink, feeling lightheaded. Thought I might throw up, and then realized I was going to pass out and I needed to get on the ground. I turned around and got down close to the ground, and then I woke up on the floor with some scratches on my face and stupid event, really miserable, made me feel miserable. So I don't know what that was all about, but at any rate, this is going to be a scattered podcast now because my microphone cut out and I'm not sure what you guys heard and what you didn't hear, but that really frustrated me. So yeah, there's where I'm at. I got no signs of illness from the doctors. You know, my gallbladder looks great. All my tests come back great. But obviously there's something still bugging me. So I'm looking forward to my follow-up appointment with my doctor. I'll definitely get back in there and do that. And then we'll see. We'll take it from there. Maybe it's time to go find a gastroenterologist. Or I don't know what. We'll see what the next step is. Anyways, I'm going to go. I'm frustrated with my microphone situation, so I'm going to get on with my Sunday, and I hope you guys are doing great. I wanted to say thank you so much, you guys, for pushing me and continuing to support me and respond to these podcasts. You know, if I didn't have you guys there, I wouldn't know how sick I was, and I wouldn't be pushing at the doctor. I wouldn't have known to take those actions, so you guys have been incredibly helpful, and I'm so thankful. So thank you, guys. And if you got any ideas about what the next step is, let me know. I'm all ears. But I'm feeling pretty good. I'm looking forward to this week, digging in to the boat and getting a lot of work done, having some of that medical testing behind me. And yeah, we'll just see what happens next. So, all right, you guys, I hope you have a great week. Stay the course, and I'll check in with you guys next week for episode 100. All right, you guys, talk to you soon. See ya.